Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. So it's a thing called Gen Z stare. Are you guys familiar with Gen
Z? Stare, as in staring at
something. Yeah, looking. Yep.
The Gen Z stare.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I'm not familiar either.
Yeah, so a lot of people giving Gen Z people a hard time now on social media, TikTok, and all that. Apparently, the Gen Z stare is pretty much calling out Gen Zs by not knowing how to talk to people like other generational people.
I don't know what it is, but I'm liking this because it sounds true.
It's just having a regular conversation. So just talking to, you know, just small talk with a stranger or something like that. And they say Gen Z people just kind of stare and look around real awkward. So they call that the Gen Z stare.
I'm not Gen Z.
Are you Gen Z?
I'm not
you
Gen,
ain't Gen Z.
No. I'm saying I buy this. Gen Z can be a little
very uncomfortable when just talking in real life. Mm-hmm. So if you see a Gen Z, hey man, how you doing? What's going on?
And you get a stare sometimes?
And they get like a weird, like a deer in the headlight type stare.
Well, I mean, if anything, I guess our generations have to like account for that because we the ones that got them like learning from the phone. Because this is like,
is that specifically it though? You
learn
from
a phone?
Large
part of it. Well, I'm a millennial, and I think the millennials are the last of the generations that obviously
we kind of know all the parts.
We grew up like we had a level of growth without. Like social media in particular, but without
maybe
like
more social media
that particular being, you
know, nose in the phone for 10 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all they know. Right. Like that is not only is it a something that they it's integral to their social sphere and interaction. And I think that plus, I mean, obviously we could talk about being locked in those types of situations and those things kind of pulling away from the social interactions, the number of them, the frequency, and then obviously just the quality of those that I imagine would contribute to this, right? Somebody said their daughter does it all the time. They hate it. Maybe this is overanalyzing. Maybe it's just, you know, different generations are different and they operate in a weird, I don't know. But I feel like that probably has a good amount to do with it where so much of the interaction happens through the medium of the internet. That interpersonal, that very much instant face-to-face, having to figure
could
out
they
what
even
the small
do
talk
that?
Is.
Could they go into a room with three people and nobody has a phone and just have a conversation?
Yeah, I think some
people... On the aggregate, there's individuals that are obviously capable.
Like, I hate to generalize a whole group of people. I think it is some people that can do that.
Well, how about
but if you see a lot of people...
By and large, millennials can hold their own in any circumstance. You know, could Gen Zers? By and large.
Well,
I don't know. Like, taking the phone away in general, that's going to drive a lot of people
nuts. But you could do it. You've done it.
Yeah, no, I could do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Why are you saying
that?
I couldn't.
No, you could do it. You have great conversational skills.
So if you go to, like, a comedy show and they put your phone up, no phones.
Yeah.
Like, would you be able to have a good time?
Well, yeah, and I think that there's probably a large portion of Gen Z that can have a good time in that portion. I think we're talking about maybe a longer amount of time of needing to do having that interaction, or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm talking about Keister.
Yeah, no, but here I don't think this statement is getting that deep like that. But they just talking about a simple, hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, just kinda, a little small
just,
talk.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, they just look at you like.
And I do think that is probably like social media because we really do cut out it's very different. Like the small talk things that get us into a conversation, those kind of colloquialisms, we don't have as much hey, how's the weather in a social space? So yeah, that is fair. Like just not knowing how to, you know, handle the generals, like, hey, how you doing? Oh, doing all right. Or try to get like you or, you know, whatever those little things are that
they
do.
They just kind of look at you
to
like,
acknowledge.
Hey, why are you talking
to
me?
That's
fair. Yeah. Yeah. So Google came up with a list of things people searched. I'm relating it to this, to the Gen Z stare. So they came up with a top five list of is it rude questions.
Okay.
So is it rude questions? These are things people are Googling. So it's the top five is it rude questions. So I'm gonna start with number five, and I want to know. Let me know if this is rude or not. I want y'all to let me know if it's rude or not. So number five, they said, is it rude to go into a restaurant an hour before close?
An hour?
An hour before close?
Not even remotely.
An hour? What's the number though? Because my mom thinks it's way, way, way later than I know. I know it to be.
I ask at half an hour. Do you think we could have a meet? I go to the front and say, hey, know you're closing in half an hour. Do you think we could, everything would be cool? I ask in half an hour. But an hour, you walk in. You just walk in an hour before.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think it's rude. I don't think it's rude. If they close at 10 o'clock, then that's what time they're closed.
Yeah.
It might be someone in the kitchen that's a little annoyed at 1 hour, but that one's on them. If you walk in at like 15 minutes.
15 minutes is too much.
That's on you.
And also, like me, I wouldn't do it because I'm just kind of courtesy. Strength off of courtesy. But I feel like the quality isn't the best when you go a little later too.
Yeah.
Closer to close.
Right. Even if it's just
so
like.
So me personally, I don't want to do it because I know I ain't going to get the best quality.
Yeah. Right. Fair.
Yeah, just off the strength of they might not want to. Mm-hmm. Like the people in there are like, oh, word?
Okay. Oh, all we got is this, this, and that.
Yeah.
Well, even if they got the whole menu, they're like, all right, see how good I make it.
We'll take care of you.
See how good.
Yeah. So number four, is it rude to stare at someone? We went through that already. Number three, is it rude to invite someone to a bridal shower and not the wedding?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Why is that rude?
A bridal shower, but you know what? We'll talk to you later.
But some would argue.
No, there's no. Let me hear your argument.
Hey, some would argue. You want
to
have
fair.
You want to have more people a part of the experience, but not everybody can end up at the wedding. You know what I mean? So you get to be a part of like the shower. You know, enjoy the nuptials of sorts.
What's that book? Was it Ann Landers? You know, the old common courtesy book or whatever back in the day. You invite someone to the shower, you damn well better invite them to the wedding.
What about vice versa?
Wedding and not the shower.
Yeah, oh, that's fine.
Because sometimes I feel like, damn, I'm not cool enough to go to this.
Yeah.
But you invite me to the wedding? Like,
no,
I want to get cool
I'm
and get loose and all that stuff.
It's an escalating scale.
Okay.
The wedding is bigger and better than the shower. So you're cool. It kind of makes up for everything.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Number two is it rude to wear sunglasses indoors?
And I don't know how you feel about
this. I would say no.
This is where I was going to go. It used to be yes.
Yeah.
I think today it's no. It used to be very rude to walk into a room with sunglasses or a hat.
Yeah.
Or even my mother would slap the hat right off my head if I tried to eat with a hat, you know, eat dinner with a hat on. And now all those things are just socially acceptable. You can eat with a hat, walk into a room with a hat, walk into a room with sunglasses.
Yeah, it's a fashion statement.
Yeah.
It's not trying to be rude or anything like that. And it's funny because this kind of happened to me earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
I won't tell you who, but I was wearing some sunglasses inside the NRG. Mm-hmm. It was around rodeo time and all that stuff. And somebody's like, take your glasses off. And I could tell she was joking but kind of serious. And so I went on to do it because it was somebody I was kind of working with.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, man, what do you think? Like, I'm fly. Like, don't ever tell me to take my sunglasses off, man. This is part of the outfit.
I've been thinking about it the whole time since you asked, and I think you're right that it's not inherently rude. The one place I will say is once you are inside, if you were trying to have like an extended conversation as opposed to like one
take
of those.
Take them off.
It's a layer that you're putting between the person you're talking to that I don't really, I feel, it feels odd.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if you're having a conversation with someone, I could easily, take them off your face.
Yeah.
All right. And the number one thing people Google, is it rude to, is it rude to refuse a gift?
Okay. To me, this is another gray area. Somebody tries to get me something and I'm like, no, please don't. I don't want anything, you know, no big deal. But if they repeatedly offer, you take it.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like that first one you said.
The first one's
somebody,
a given.
Somebody is offering you something.
Yeah.
But if I said, here you go, here's a gift for doing this.
And I'm saying, no, I figure, no, I didn't want anything. Don't worry about it. But then if you go, no, really, I wanted you to have it, then I'm taking it. Right?
This is tough because I don't know if it's rude. I just know I'm not. I don't want to do that. That feels real uncomfortable. So is that the barrier for rude? I don't know. I'd feel real uncomfortable. Not taking the gift.
See if I said, hey, John, hey, I appreciate you. Let me borrow your tools. Let me get you something.
I would say absolutely
not. Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But if I came out of nowhere with a gift bag and like, hey, John, I got you something.
Then you take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, yeah. If it's there, you take it.
I ain't going to sit here and say, nah,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
One of the weird parts for me, though, is like, what happens if you know you're going to have to re-gift this immediately? You know what I mean? Like, how do I handle this? Or even better, something I saw someone talking about recently was the idea of getting comfortable with like being truthful when you don't like a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know how to do that, but that sounds awesome. Like, it sounds awesome to be like, actually not very fond of that.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine myself actually getting to a place of being able to do that.
Yeah, we were talking about, I wish I could just be the guy that said, no. You know, if somebody asks you to, hey, can you, no. You know, I wish I could just say no.
Yeah. Real quick, I got a bonus one.
All right.
Is it rude to let somebody know that you were around their house, maybe, let's say yesterday? You're like, oh, I was in your neck of the woods the other day, and they didn't let you know or stop by. Is that kind of rude?
I don't think that's rude.
Now we're having to dive into what your interpersonal relationship is like.
Yeah, I don't think that's rude.
I would not take it as rude personally, but again, I can't necessarily.
Yeah, because I know back in the day was a little different. If somebody said, hey, yeah, I was down the street from your house.
Why didn't you stop by?
Why you ain't stop by? Why you say hello? You could have came by. But I know now times are a little different. People, you just don't stop by somebody's house.
But
I bring that up because I think it was last Friday. I was over by your house. I was over by John Lopez's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we.
Why didn't you stop by?
Yeah, that's exactly what people say. Every time you say, oh, I was over by your house the other day. Why you ain't stop by?
But that's just the natural interplay, because I don't think he wanted you at his house yesterday.
Oh, man, you guys are welcome anytime. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went out to eat, and I forgot whatever area you stay in. I'm like, this seemed kind of like it's by Lopez's house.
Yeah.
So I looked it up. I was like 9 minutes away from you. I'm like,
cool.
Yeah.
But why didn't you stop by?
It was like a 50-minute walk. we was kind of walking around a little bit. I'm like, okay. Nah. I'm like, he probably busy with the grandkids.
I understand
it's
that.
It's a Friday, so he
oh, out. Friday I wasn't there.
Yeah, I know. He fishing somewhere.
That also does seem like one of those things that's fallen into the realm of things that we say but don't actually mean.
Yeah.
Just stop by anytime. Don't stop by anytime.
You better call me or let me know. You can stop by my house anytime.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, you can. You can stop by my house anytime.
You better let me know ahead of time.
No way in hell I believe that.
Unless I'm fishing. You can. You don't have to believe it, but you can.
All right, so all sorts of different responses from the 806. Going to a restaurant that close to close is a good way to get food poisoning. Huh, interesting. Somebody said 346, if you go into a restaurant, an hour is fine. 30 minutes, you're the scum of the earth.
Yeah, I agree.
Someone else said, it's absolutely rude to keep your sunglasses on indoors. It makes you look like you're just high as hell and don't want anybody to know. And they also went further to say guys who still wear hats indoors never went to finishing school. I will say I did not go to
never
finishing
went to what?
Finishing school.
Go ahead and Google that one. From the 346.
I didn't graduate high school.
That is a good retort from the 346. They go the other way. They said, nah, man, migraines and stuff exist. So that's an interesting way of doing
it. That's why I wore mine. I think the last time y'all ain't give me a hard time, but I wore my sunglasses because I had like a bad migraine and the lights were kind of getting to me. So I wore them.
832, wedding showers are rude, period. It's a bridal shower. Leave me out of it. I want to play golf and watch sports. And finally, is it rude to speak to someone in another language with a third person standing there that doesn't speak that language? Largely, I think it
is. I think that is.
I'd be a little offended, man.
I think
I'm
that
like,
is.
How y'all going to leave me out of this?
Yeah.
And then nobody likes unannounced visits. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. That is another fantastic edition.
Stop by anytime.
I don't believe that.
You not can't. At all.
I'd be scared it's to stop. I'd be scared to do that too, because you might stop by at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see something different.
Be walking around the house naked.
Yeah. Or I'd be looking like, wait, John ain't got no teeth. Like,
act like you don't walk around your house naked sometimes.
I don't. If I ain't showering, I'm clothed.
He looks offended.
I'm not offended. I'm just like, I
brother,
sincerely
you live
mean
by
it.
Yourself, man.
I do. Yeah.
Everybody at some point, right? Is going to walk around their house naked?
Not really, no.
I don't do it as often.
Everybody, except for Reggie.
That's fair. I mean, look.
I don't do it as often, but it's...
I got zero judgment for you. I'm very happy about you. I just feel real comfortable with clothes on. I don't know. I guess this is just how I eat. I am.
Yeah.
Figgy's Mixtape every weekday right here at 1:20 p.m. on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. At the Figgy Fig on social media is where you get them. If you have something that you believe to be mixtape worthy, he might shout you out. Make you famous, so on and so forth. Some 713 said, all right, Lopez, I'll be around 4 p.m.
I'll be clothed.
Okay, good. Excellent. All right. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of The Drive, Clint Ron. But before we get there, we've been meaning to talk about it all day. What do the Astros have to do for the second half of the season to go start off with a bang? Is that the way I want to say that? Is that negative or positive connotation? Okay, very good. We'll do that next.